It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. Flavors, art, neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash. Just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. Auto Trader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really.
All right, let's dive into the Lake Show. Newstalk 830-WCCO. Fun show tonight, and tonight is a big night, as we all know. Tonight is the night for the Minnesota Vikings and the fan base. Tonight isn't just about this year's playoff run and whether the Purple advance to play the Philadelphia Eagles next weekend. Everybody's focused on the LA Rams and that game tonight in Arizona. But tonight we will find out who may not be the quarterback for the Minnesota Vikings next season. It's all on the line for Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold he's had a great season. He has made believers of so many doubters that he can play the quarterback position at a high level. I thought that he would be fair, decent this year. I had no idea that he'd be this good. And I don't think that anybody out there thought that. But let's get into the reality of the situation and the task at hand. If Sam Darnold doesn't play well tonight, and the Minnesota Vikings are one and done, then I believe that his time here in Minnesota is over. And Sam Darnold has even more pressure on him now. Yes, some of you may be asking, well, hold on, more pressure now? How does he have more pressure on him now than what we talked about all of last week after losing to Detroit? I'll give you a name. Jaden Daniels. Jaden Daniels did Sam Darnold no favors last night. When you watched Jaden Daniels and what he did for the Washington Commanders on the road against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, hostile environment, he is a rookie, first time going into the postseason, composed, relaxed, calm, went in there and got the dub. That, to me, places even more pressure on Sam Darnold. I'm not saying that Sam Darnold's not up to the task. I'm not saying that Sam Darnold's not going to get it done. I'm not saying that Sam Darnold's not going to have a good game tonight. I believe that Sam Darnold's going to shake it off from last week. But we won't know until they kick it off. We'll see how it shakes out. But I'm confident in this. If he struggles tonight, I don't think we see him anymore. I don't think that you bring him back. He's a vet. It's prime time. And when you see rookie quarterbacks go out and get dubs right off the bat like that, I think that a lot of Vikings fans will be like, we've seen enough. 651-461-9226. Whether you agree or disagree, I'd love to hear from you. Because I believe the Vikings will win tonight. I do. With the Vegas line is what the Vikings are favored by 2.5 points. I said this morning on the morning news with Anita Sarkar that I believe that the Vikings will win tonight 27-24. And I don't care about covering the spread. Just win. That's all I want to see. But I do think that tonight, when you look at all the things that are storylines, there's really only one. There's really only one. And that only storyline is, can Sam Darnold play well? That's it. That's the only thing that really matters.
Yeah, I think when we're breaking it down, everything that Sam Darnold has done to this point is moot. Tonight is a very, it's a pivotal night for him. It's a pivotal night for the Vikings. Because I think tonight you can figure out, maybe not who the quarterback's going to be, but like you said, Henry, you will find out who the quarterback won't be. And I think, you know, we talk about the moment being too big for Sam Darnold. Dude played in the Rose Bowl for USC. I mean, he had to follow, like, you know, Matt Leinart and, you know, the Reggie Bush era there. So I don't think the moment is going to be too big.
Well, hold on. I don't think that the Rose Bowl and this is quite the same thing.
No, but I mean, he's played in if.
And how many quarterbacks came after Matt Leinart?
Oh, I don't know.
A few.
Still, he followed at USC. Guy's got all the physical talent in the world. But, yeah, this is absolutely one of those where the change of venue, you were mentioning Jaden Daniels going into the hostile, you know, Raymond James Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
It's not all that hostile. It's a road environment. Detroit's going to be worse. But he's played in Philly this year, too, though. So, I mean, Jaden Daniels mm-hmm. has played in some tough environments. If there's one thing Sam Darnold got going for him is that this was moved to Glendale. Because, I mean, even out of all of the teams that have the first-round, you know, home games, I would probably say L.A. is the least intimidating. So I think in terms of the crowd, the Vikings already had a favorable draw. This is setting up. I mean, the secondary for the Rams is nothing special. This is tailor-made for a Sam Darnold bounce back.
Well, we can sit here and say that their secondary isn't anything special, but their defensive line got after us the last time we played them. So let's not act like their defensive line didn't control anything during that game, because they did.
Oh,
that was also the game in which Christian Dare saw. Remember, he got bull rushed and he ended
yes.
up tearing his ACL.
Yeah, right before half.
So,
sure.
So I gotta put some respect on the Rams' defense just a little bit.
Oh no! Their defensive line is legit. Jared Verse, the rookie, he's a beast. He is a beast.
Like, kid out of Florida State.
He's a problem. He's a problem. But if you can somehow neutralize that pass rush, I think you can scheme guys open enough. I think you can. And if last week was the worst that we've seen out of Sam, the expectations for Sam Darnold this week are so incredibly low. I think that's the thing. Like, nobody's expecting, you would have thought that Vikings fans thought that this thing is, you know, it's a foregone conclusion that they're going to be one and done. It's like, I still don't know who the real Sam Darnold is. I don't.
You think that the expectations are low?
Yeah. Yeah. I think Vikings fans right now are, I think the proper way to look at this would be, hey, you've already doubled your Vegas total. You should be happy with what you got. But I think the thing is, once you get into the postseason, but you come in with just, you know, you come in with the stink of last week. I think that's what's scaring Vikings fans. It's like, well, yeah, we saw the real Sam Darnold last week.
Scaring them and being scared about what you saw last week, I don't think has anything to do with the expectations for this week. Like, they are legitimately favored to win this game. I think that Vikings fans look at last week and they say that that was a one-off, to be honest with you. I don't think that, and you guys are listening to the show, 651-461-9226. Are your expectations low? Tell me, Vikings fans. We're talking Skoll here to start the show. Are your expectations low for Sam Darnold tonight? They're not with me. I think that he is going to bounce back. I'm with you. Mm-hmm. And I think that most Vikings fans believe. I don't think that I don't go into this saying, I think the train is off the tracks right now. That's not how I view it.
But it was so drastic. Like, it shook fans. Like, there are fans that are out there that are like, well, this is over. It's done. I told you. It's like, it might very well be a one-off. He might come out and, again, as long as he's not the reason that the Vikings get beat tonight, I think we can have the conversation in 24 hours. I think fans, it was so bad. It was like the worst possible game at the worst possible moment on the highest, on the brightest light so far that he's had in the NFL. And he wasn't up to it. And like, well, yeah, that's who Sam Darnold is. It's like, I don't know who Sam Darnold is. I still don't.
651-461-9226. We're talking Minnesota Vikings football to kick off the show. We'll take your phone calls. We'll take your text, and we'll do that next here on the Lake Show. All right, the Minnesota Vikings will be taking on the L.A. Rams. Can't wait till they kick off. We'll be monitoring everything because we have four monitors here in the studio. So we'll have at least a couple of channels on the Vikings and some of the other networks. But I think that this boils down to tonight is, yes, it's about moving on from Arizona to Philadelphia. But I also think that if you end up losing tonight and you are one and done, I think that that's the end of the Sam Darnold time here in Minnesota. And I'm not saying that it should be, because at this particular point, I can't sit here and say what should happen next, because we don't know what the latest health update is with J.J. McCarthy. We don't know how they feel or what they've seen with Daniel Jones.
He has been elevated to the game day roster.
There's a lot of questions about all of that. But it'd be hard for me to believe that if Sam Darnold, let's say that he struggles and they lose tonight, that you would franchise him. That I don't know if that would make any good sense. And you definitely wouldn't give some lengthy contract extension to a guy when you got J.J. McCarthy in the fold already. 651-461-9226 from the 763. I think you're right. In fact, I think if he has a bad game, he's gone. They'll keep Daniel Jones around for a year to see how McCarthy handles things. I think that there's something with the Daniel Jones stuff. I'm dead serious. They've got him in the tuck right there for they
KOC loves him.
They know something about Daniel Jones, and they're just not willing to let everybody else know about it, nor should they. They don't have to let us know about Daniel Jones, because you know what? Daniel Jones is not the starting quarterback for the Minnesota Vikings. So they're seeing things with Daniel Jones. And they know whether they want to invest in Daniel Jones to some degree versus not. Sam had two terrible games. This is from 651. Sam had two terrible games this year, Carolina and Detroit. I can't personally think of any quarterback in history that had a perfect season. The real Sam Darnold was there all year, and real people have crappy games. That is true. I didn't think that the Jacksonville game was that great. There were a couple of hiccups, but by no means am I going to take any shots at Sam Darnold, because I thought he was fine.
Yeah, Sam Darnold has exceeded, I think, anybody's expectations.
Absolutely.
No matter what happens with Sam Darnold, I do think that if Sam Darnold is gone in some way, shape, or form, Daniel Jones is 100% on this roster next year. Either they give him the starting job and J.J.'s got to earn it, or J.J. wins and Daniel Jones is your veteran backup. Either way, yeah, Sam Darnold and or Daniel Jones will be on this roster next year. I just don't know which one.
Oh, you're saying between the two of those guys?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Daniel Jones or Sam Darnold. Both of them will not, but one of them will be.
All right, let's go to Charlie in West St. Paul. What's up, Charlie?
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. We just forge them differently now. Flavors bold enough to stop you mid-bite. Art bright enough to change the way you see the world. Neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. In Pittsburgh, everything we ever forged was made to spark something more. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit autotrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. AutoTrader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really.
Having insurance isn't the same as having State Farm. It's like needing a lawyer, but getting some guy who just watches courtroom dramas.
How does the defendant plead?
Guilty.
Wait, what?
Also, objection.
You object to what?
Erroneous.
Counsel, approach the bench.
Hey, can I get a whack at the gavel?
You wouldn't settle for just any lawyer, so don't settle for just any insurance. Get the real deal with State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're good, man. How are you?
I'm good. I just want to say I really love your show.
Appreciate
it. I've been following it for a while. I just want to ask you guys, why are you guys beating up so much on Sam Darnold? It takes a team to win a championship game like that. And the Detroit Lions, man, they were breaking through that offensive line like crazy. So you got to look at the whole picture here.
No question. There's no question about it. I'm not trying to beat up on Sam Darnold, but this is the reality of it, though, Charlie. He's a free agent, and you have to make a decision about quarterback. And we know but hold on, let me finish them, and I'll let you have back in. We know that this is a team game. The defense is going to have to step up because I'm fearful of Matthew Stafford. We know that he can get it done. So some of that's on Brian Flores and the defense having to step up. But we know that the reality is when it comes to playoff football, the quarterback has to step their game up. And that is the number one question that people have about Sam Darnold. It is his first time in the postseason. Can he elevate his game? Being a free agent, he needs to show that to make sure that he gets the type of contract that he wants to get.
Okay. I hear what you're saying. But, you know, you got to believe in him, too. You know, you can't doubt. You can't create all this doubt. There's a lot of Viking fans out there, they start razzing on their quarterbacks as soon as the quarterback has a bad game like he did last week. But, again, you got to give credit to Detroit for breaking through the offensive line of the Vikings. So the offensive line is going to have to do better tonight.
Yeah, that's true.
To help the quarterback.
But now let's be fair, though, Charlie, because I agree with you. The offensive line is going to have to be better. And I kind of mentioned that to everybody at the end of the week last week. Offensive line is going to have to be better. I mentioned it this morning with Vanita Sakkar on the morning news. Offensive line is going to have to get more time. But let's be honest. Last week against Detroit, on three different occasions, specifically in the red zone, he had time to throw to a wide-open Justin Jefferson, and he missed him badly.
Okay, yeah, I saw that.
Yep. So I think that I think that your points are valid. And thanks for the phone call, Charlie. I appreciate it, man. Let's go. Let's get it going tonight. Hopefully the Minnesota Vikings pull this thing out. I think that there are legitimate questions, but I'm not knocking what Charlie's saying. Like, the entire team's got to step up. We got to have good special teams. We can't have any turnovers. The offensive line needs to block well.
And for the love of God, do not kick the ball out of bounds.
And I will say this. And Will Riker, please make your kicks tonight. And I'll say this.
Keep it between
I have already done my part to help out the team. There's something that I never do and I haven't done for over a decade.
Oh.
Okay.
Are you going to spill the beans?
Well, I've talked about this before, and it's I'm not gonna change back until after we win a Super Bowl, because I want us to win a Super Bowl. Since 2012-ish, 2013-ish, on game days for the Minnesota Vikings, I don't wear Vikings apparel because I started to make a mental note of when I would wear Vikings apparel on game days, they would lose. And after about like seven or eight times, I'm like, this is not good. And that seven or eight is like over the course of like a few years, right? It's not like I'm wearing.
So you never wear any purple at all?
I don't wear Vikings apparel on game day. Okay. I don't wear Vikings apparel on game day.
Okay.
I'm not sitting here saying that if I'm throwing on my socks and I'm paying attention to what color I'm. You get my point. Like if you look at me right now, I'm not wearing.
You're wearing like all gray, a gray hoodie.
Yeah. Because I'm not jinxing it. And you can sit there and say, whatever, don't believe in jinxes. I'm not playing. Now, on the other hand, you've got on some Vikings apparel right now. And if they lose, I'm going to blame you.
Okay. That's
You know, fine with that?
Yeah, I'm okay with that. I'm going to go to Michael Scott.
I'm not superstitious, but I am a little stitious.
So we're a little stitious here.
How am I bringing people down with negativity? I'm not even being negative. What are you talking about? I'm bringing you all down with negativity? I'm not saying anything negative. I have just told you the Vikings win tonight by 3 points. That's my official prediction. And you're saying I'm being negative?
No, I think we're talking about the ramifications of the most important position in sports.
And what happens tonight's after tonight's game?
Yeah, the ramifications, this is essentially setting up some talking points for tomorrow. It's kind of what we are. We just don't know what the A topic is going to be. Is it going to be moving on to Philadelphia or, hey, Sam, it was nice, deuces? I don't know. But no, we're not being negative. You're not being negative. You think they win. I think they're going to put up 51 points tonight. It's going to be 51-3.
Hey, from the 612, let's understand the expectations at the beginning of the year for Sam Darnold, and now we're in the playoffs. You're talking about the comeback player of the year. Chill a little bit. No, you need to understand what happens in sports when your team plays better than expected. Expectations change. Last year with the Wolves, expectations changed. Mm-hmm. Everybody said the Wolves could win the NBA Finals. Expectations change. That's what happens. When your team becomes good, you just don't sit there and say, oh, yeah, we're good. We're one and done. That's not how sports operates. It's not. I'm sorry. We'll get back to the Vikings here in a little bit. But coming up next, you guys have heard of the American Burger Bind, right? That spectacular ski race. Cable to Hayward, Wisconsin. Well, the executive director of the Berkey, Ben Pop, he joins me next year on The Lake Show.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. We just forge them differently now. Flavors bold enough to stop you mid-bite. Art bright enough to change the way you see the world. Neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. In Pittsburgh, everything we ever forged was made to spark something more. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit autotrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. AutoTrader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really.
Jake from State Farm. I'm winning. I finally cleaned my house, so I'm breaking out my new tropical room spray.
Keep winning and create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. It's like your own personal paradise.
Ooh, hey, grab me a coconut water.
Bundling, just another way to save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
1973. What a great year. Perfect year. Not just because I was born in 1973, but that was the first American Burger Binder event. And the Slumberland American Burger Binder is coming up here on Saturday, February the 22nd of this year. And it is their 51st event. Fabulous race. World renowned. And joining us now is the executive director, Ben Pop. He joins us courtesy of the John Schuster Coal Banker Hotline. And first off, Ben, aside from you being on the show, I want to congratulate you, man, because you have been elected the World Opit president. So congratulations to you, man.
Thanks much. Up here in the Northwoods of Wisconsin, we're trying to do what we can to continue to move this thing forward. And hope all is well in the big city. We're looking forward to having you up here in the Northwoods, my friend.
Man, look, I'd love to come back. I actually am not sure that I'll be able to make it this year. I'd like to. I got to look at the schedule, but I'm scheduled at this current time to be out of town that weekend. But if I can, if I can make it, I will, because when I first made it to your event, man, a couple of years ago, I was blown away. It's such a spectacular event. For all of the people out there that aren't familiar or don't know anything about the history of the Berkey, kind of give everybody a little bit of a historical summary.
Yeah, right. So here it is. In 1947, a man named Tony Wise makes his way back from World War II. He was born in northern Wisconsin, and he was stationed in southern Germany, and he had a bunch of Norwegian roots. And he came back to small town northern Wisconsin and said, man, I want to bring people here. I think it's a great place to raise a family. It's a great place to be outside. So he thought he was going to start a ski race. And he started the American Birkebeiner in 1973 after about 30 years of creating a ski resort. And, of course, you can imagine the mountains of northern Wisconsin, right? Not exactly huge. But in 1973, he started this race called the American Birkebeiner. And at that time, there was 35 people that did it. And I'll tell you, this year we're going to have over 14,000 people doing it. It's the third largest ski race in the world. The world's best female skier from the Twin Cities, Jessie Diggins, has won it. She's been here. You saw that. And so the thing about it is it's really way more than just a ski race, right? I mean, we live in northern Wisconsin, whether it's Minnesota, right? We embrace being active outside in the winter. And so cross-country skiing is part of that. You have Worth Park right in downtown Minneapolis and just some great venues. And so this ski race started with 35 people, and now it's, like I said, over 14,000 people come. And it's really just a big celebration of winter. And so the idea that if we look back and Tony's – so in 1206, let's go way back, actually, the country of Norway was under siege, and these two warriors saved a prince. And to do it, they had to ski 55 kilometers. And so that's actually, believe it or not, historically where the race came from. Well, Tony thought it was a great story, thought we should do it in northern Wisconsin, and here it is. And so if you have ever cross-country skied, or you know nothing about cross-country skiing, I would love to invite you to northern Wisconsin the last weekend in February, because there's certainly a ski race going on, but it finishes in downtown Hayward. We put about 100 dump trucks of snow in downtown. People skiing it. I mean, there's people that do a cold turkey Berkey, meaning they have not skied ever in their entire life. They show up from California, people from all 50 states, Louisiana, Georgia, Alabama. They come up, they ski once in their entire life. It's 35 miles. And it's just incredible, all the way to the best skiers in the world like Jessie Diggins and the rest of the U.S. ski team. So you should come up if you have never been here, because not only is it this amazing athletic event, it's a huge party. It's a big celebration of winter, because you can stand downtown, as you know, and it's everybody from the best to just the people that want to get out and have a little fun. And so it's an event that it's really hard to describe. We call it Berkey Fever, because it's one of these things, you come, be a part of it, and then you're going to come back year after year. So come on up to northern Wisconsin. And interestingly enough, I will say that almost 65% of the participants are from Minnesota. So even though we have literally people from every state of the country, from about 25 nations on average, it's global, people come from around the world, it's still Minnesota, believe it or not, provide 65% of the participants, just because cross-country skiing is that big in the state.
Yeah.
So pretty darn cool.
It's unbelievable. You know, all 50 states, the District of Columbia, 25 countries represented. Like you mentioned, cable to Hayward, Wisconsin. I just – one of the things that I love about it, Ben, is the fact that even on your website, if you go look up on the website for the Berkey, you know, it says a rich Northwoods tradition of North America's largest and finest cross-country ski race. And it is a tradition. Like, when you're there, there's a culture to it. And that's what I enjoy about it, is that when you're up there, there's a different type of feel, there's a different type of culture with regards to this cross-country ski race.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's really about people coming to northern Wisconsin and the community opening up. It takes 4,500 volunteers to help us put this event on. And when you drive into Hayward, the population sign says 2,300. So think about that for a second. It's 2,300 people living in this community. It takes 4,500 to put it on. And so it's really our whole region coming together to host the world. There's been everybody from senators to governors to presidents that have been here as part of the opening ceremonies. Little fact that I bet a lot of people don't know, we have a bridge that goes over. So you come off of Lake Hayward, as I mentioned, you ski into downtown Hayward. Well, you have to go over a state highway to get into downtown. So we created this bridge that the skiers go up and over and cars go underneath. Well, in 2018, as part of Bold North, the Super Bowl celebration in Minneapolis, anybody remember what the centerpiece was of the downtown attraction before the Super Bowl? Our bridge from the American Birkebeiner came down and was a part of that. It was really, really cool. And if you remember, people were skiing on it and tubing on it. So there's really a pretty cool connection between the event and Minneapolis. And yeah, it's pretty darn cool.
It's pretty dope, Ben. We're talking to the executive director of the American Birkebeiner, Ben Pop, here on the Lake Show on News Talk 830 WCCO. And now we talked about how many people are expected to race. I mean, what is the cutoff for people that want to be involved or in the race? Are you still accepting people? Are people still signing up right now?
Yeah, it's funny. That's very timely because tomorrow is literally the last day that people can actually register for the event. And we didn't even plan this. I know. But, you know, it's one of those things because, interesting enough, there's literally people that stay in Duluth all the way to the Twin Cities. Because, again, there's all internationals flying into Minneapolis, of course, into the airport. And so at the end of the day, we just don't have enough place to house more people in our region. Mm-hmm. So we end up having to cut it off at about 14,000 is what it ends up when you look at the weeks of events. And then all the volunteers and the medical people and the support crews that come. And so we do cut it off, and we're just about at that limit. So we had to put it in. Tomorrow will be the last day that folks can register for the event. So if you have any interest, now's your time to get your car. And we got some snow, right?
Yeah.
We actually have some snow on the ground. People are excited. So if you have any interest, better check out the website and give us a call or go online because it's the 2025 edition will be soon full.
Yeah, and they can go to Berkey.com. I was going to ask you about the conditions. We all know that over the last few years, we have had situations where we just weren't getting enough snow. It wasn't cold enough and all this other stuff, whatever. How are things kind of shaking out at this particular point in time?
Yeah, you know, again, another really weird winter that we've had. I mean, here in northern Wisconsin, Minnesota, we're used to all this snow and cold and snowmobile trails and ski trails. Well, it's been tough. You know, last year, of course, everybody remembers, you know, how poor the year was. We ended up actually making a 12-kilometer track out of machine-made snow to make it happen. And this year, we're already starting to plan that. We actually just got this last snowfall. We got about 6 inches of snow up here in northern Wisconsin and just enough to groom the ski trail and get it ready. But like they do at Elm Creek and Highland and Worth Park and Minneapolis, we now are making snow. And so if we have to, we will have a backup plan to use just machine-made snow to be able to put the race on. Because, again, it's one of those things. The economic impact for our community is almost $25 million. So it's way more than just a race. It's an event that really drives our economy. Mm-hmm. So if we can't host the race and nobody's coming to visit or be a part of it, well, that's obviously a huge hit to restaurants, bars, grocery stores, et cetera. So for us, it's just a have to have happen. And so we're now into the snowmaking production part of the world. And so it's that about February 1st, if the conditions don't continue to improve, get a little bit more snow, those sorts of things, then we got to start looking at plan B and C to make sure that it happens. And that when it comes the last Saturday in February, we'll be ready to roll.
Hey, last thing for you, Ben, and I appreciate your time. You know, one of the things that I do want to note, and you can explain this to the listening audience, is that, yeah, the Berkey is the big race that everybody talks about, and it happens on Saturday, February the 22nd. But one of the beautiful things about the Berkey and the American Birkebeiner is that it's an all-week event. There are things going on in Hayward the entire week leading up to it.
Yeah, it's one of those events that, honestly, it's something for everybody. There's everything from ski joring, which is when you get to harness up to your dog and go cruising down the street on your skis, to the giant ski, which is actually really amazing. It's six people on one pair of skis. And we've actually had a period of time we're working on a Green Bay Packers alumni team versus a Minnesota Vikings alumni team. Because it's, you race one block in downtown Hayward on the snow, six people on each pair of skis, bragging rights to youth events, to obviously the main event and demos and expos. So really the whole idea is it's a celebration of winter, something for everybody to feel active outside. And again, the community embraces having you here and enjoying it. So if you have any interest in certainly skiing, of course, but just being a part of a community that loves being active outside in the winter, definitely checking out. We'd love to host you and come on up and check the Northwoods the last week in February.
All right, I lied. I do want to ask you another question. Is Ernie St. Germain going to be there this year?
Yeah, so Ernie St. Germain is an amazing man. He's been the only human being that has skied every American Birkebeiner for the first 50 years. Now think about that for a second.
That's crazy.
Here's a guy, I mean, right? He's a Lacouture Band of Ojibwe member. He's a veteran. He's this amazing human being. He skied every Birkebeiner. So he's going to be here. We're still not 100% sure, believe it or not, if he's going to ski or not. But he's done the last 50. So who knows, right? The odds are always quite good. But Ernie St. Germain is just so inspiring to be able to ski 35 miles year after year after year, for 50 years is just incredible. And he certainly inspires all the skiers of the world, not to mention really the whole community. So we're hopeful that he will be here.
Absolutely. Saturday, February the 22nd, that is the day of the big race. Go to Berkey.com. Sign up is going on until tomorrow is the cutoff, right, for the 14,000 people that are going to be a part of it. Tomorrow is the final day. So make sure that you go to the website, sign up. Ben Popp, Executive Director of the Berkey, joining us here on The Lake Show. Hey, Ben, man, always a pleasure to have you on the show, and I will let you know if I will be able to make it very soon.
All right, well, thanks much. Thanks for having me, and I better go get my skull chant warmed up. It's a big night tonight.
That's right. Who you got, man? Give me a prediction. Give me one real quick.
I'm going 27-13 Minnesota, of course.
Ooh, all right. Ben Popp, Executive Director for the American Birkebeiner, joining us here on The Lake Show. We'll take a break. We'll come back. How about that for firing it up with a skull chant? We finish off the opening hour here of The Lake Show, and we do that next. All right, let's finish up with just a couple of final thoughts before the Vikings kick off. Text line, you're very positive, but they will lose. You're not being positive, Texter. Come on, Texter. They're not going to lose. Please. Now, this one from the 651, this is different Texter. I've seen games in years past where the defense can win the game. Now, we do know this about Matthew Stafford. He is the gunslinger. We know that.
So is his wife.
That he has times where he'll chuck it up and give you a chance to intercept the ball. We need to take advantage of those opportunities tonight.
Yeah, and I mean, the Rams don't turn the ball over. But the Vikings do a good job of creating turnovers. So it's...
But he's good against the blitz. I will say that.
He's very good against the blitz. But let's say this. Blake Cashman didn't play last game. And Blake Cashman does a lot of things for this defense.
He does.
They didn't expect Puka Nacua to play. Like, they just opened up his practice window that day. And guess what? Bang. He's active that night. So there were a lot of things that maybe were working against the Vikings last time. And to the texter that said, you know, talking about the comeback player of the year, I wish he could be comeback player of the year, but he's not eligible.
Because he's not technically
coming back.
But in our minds, we kind of view him as the guy, right? Like his story.
Yeah. If they had most improved player in the NFL, Sam Darnold, hands down. I'm excited.
You know, I'm excited too. Yeah. I'm not nervous.
No.
I'm not nervous.
No.
I am nervous. Yeah. I'm not nervous till I am nervous.
It goes good until it doesn't. Hey, you know what? I'm optimistic. It says so on my shirt. I feel good.
I'm getting, if they don't win tonight, I'm gonna blame you wearing that damn shirt.
Okay. Don't worry, I got another shot.
But you don't have that jinx like I have it. Like if I was to wear purple, they're instantly going to lose.
See, for me, like I wear like Viking stuff, but I don't get like all decked out like I used to before when I'd go to the sports bar and I'd wear the jersey.
When you had your face paint and all that other crazy stuff.
Dude, I had my face painted for the 98 NFC Championship game. I did. Like I had a Falcon with the line through it.
But that was like 26 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, I was a crazy young kid.
You were in your 20s then.
You think I've grown up? I've grown out. I haven't grown up. Would you ever... You would never, ever paint your... Well, no, you're superstitious. I don't know that
no,
I can... I don't know
I'm
that
not doing the face painting stuff ever.
No.
That ain't mine. That's not my thing.
It was fun for...
I'm going to do that.
It was fun for a night, and then I cried after the game, and then I can't do that. I can't do that anymore.
You can't?
No, I can't. I mean, I can cry after football games. Don't get me wrong. I can't do the...
Well, I'm going to cry tonight if we lose. I don't think we are going to lose.
No.
That's not a thing.
Man, I'm sorry. That's rough.
That's not a thing.
Hey, gotta believe. All you have to do is believe. Believe.
All right, coming up next, we will continue to monitor everything that's going on in Glendale, Arizona, but also concerned about those out in California with the fires that have been raging. But the canceling of fire insurance for residents in California seems... rather interesting to me. We get to that next.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego bricks.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. Flavors, art, neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. AutoTrader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really.
Having insurance isn't the same as having State Farm. It's like needing a lawyer, but getting some guy who just watches courtroom dramas.
How does the defendant plead?
Guilty.
Wait, what?
Also, objection.
You object to what?
Erroneous.
Counsel, approach the bench.
Hey, can I get a whack at the gavel?
You wouldn't settle for just any lawyer, so don't settle for just any insurance. Get the real deal with State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the Battery Doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online, there's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at Ring.com.